Mexico and the Mexicans, 1800 to 1845. Mexico, an immense cornucopia, hangs upon the Tropic of Cancer and opens toward the North Pole. The distance across its mouth is about the same as that between Boston and Omaha, and the line of its western coast would probably reach from New York to Salt Lake City. Nearly 20 states like Ohio could be laid down within its limits, and in 1845 it included also New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, California, and portions of Colorado and Wyoming. On its eastern side, the ground rises almost imperceptibly from the Gulf of Mexico for a distance varying from 10 to 100 miles, and ascends then into hills that soon become lofty ranges, while on the western coast, series of cordilleras tower close to the ocean. Between the two mountain systems lies a plateau varying in height from 4,000 to 8,000 feet, so level, we are told, that one could drive, except where deep gullies make trouble, from the capital of Montezuma to Santa Fe, New Mexico. The country is thus divided into three climatic zones, in one or another of which it has been said every plant may be found that grows between the pole and the equator. Except, near the United States, the coastlands are tropical or semi-tropical, and the products of the soil, which in many quarters is extraordinarily deep and rich, are those which naturally result from extreme humidity and heat. Next comes an intermediate zone, varying in general height from about 2,000 to about 4,000 feet, where the rainfall, though less abundant than on the coast, is ample, and the climate far more salubrious than below. Here, in view of superb mountains and even of perpetual snows, one finds a sort of eternal spring and a certain blending of the tropical and the temperate zones. Wheat and sugar sometimes grow on the same plantation, and both of them luxuriantly, while strawberries and coffee are not far apart. The central plateau lacks moisture, and at present lacks trees. The greater part of it is indeed a semi-desert, though a garden wherever water can be supplied. During the wet season, June to October, it is covered with wild growths. But the rains merely dig huge gullies or barrancas, and almost as soon as they are over, most of the vegetation begins to wither away. The climate of the plateau is quite equable, never hot and never cold. Wheat, Indian corn, and maggie, the plant from which pulque, the drink of the common people, is made, are the most important products, and at the north, great herds of cattle roam. In the mountains, finally, numberless mines yield large quantities of silver, some gold, and a considerable amount of copper and lead.